You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A day that appeared to have started on a bright note, with the markets responding positively in early trade to the Karnataka elections outcome, with B.S. Yediyurappa taking his oath as the Chief Minister of Karnataka, has pretty much ended in a crude shock, as we like to call it. Welcome to the Market Closing Podcast on Money Control.
The Market Closing Podcast, a Money Control exclusive.
A surge in crude prices that happened pretty much in the last hour of trade. Brent crude hitting the $80 per barrel mark. This is really what dragged the equity benchmarks lower today. The Sensex fell over 300 points intraday before ending 238 points lower at 35,149, while the Nifty managed to close below the 10,700 level at 10,682 today. With the exception of Nifty Realty and Nifty Pharma, which incidentally ended flat, all of the sectoral indices closed in the red today, with the top sectoral loser being Nifty FMCG, down 1.2% at close, followed by Nifty Media down 0.6%, Nifty Metal down 0.4%, and Nifty Private Bank down 0.5%. So these were the top sectoral losers of the day. Now, Nifty Midcap was the only index to hold on to some minor gains among the major indices, and it ended up 0.3% today. In stocks that made the news today, you had Hindustan Unilever overtaking ITC in terms of market cap for the very first time. Now, according to data from the Bombay Stock Exchange, Hindustan Unilever Limited has a market cap now of 3,43,164.39 crores after it reported a better-than-expected volume growth for the March quarter. ITC, on the other hand, has market cap that stands at 3,42,552.5 crore rupees. Shares of Hindustan Unilever gained about 1.4% today, but ITC closed down 2.3%. To reiterate, one of the biggest cues that determined how the markets closed today was Brent crude rising above the $80 per barrel mark for the first time since November of 2015, and this raised concerns about the country's deteriorating macros. A strong global demand and tightening of supplies is really what has contributed to the rising crude oil prices. Further on the Market Closing Podcast, to look at the other stocks that made some of the headlines today, you had Bajaj Finance and Bajaj Finserv being the top Nifty gainers after the former posted a good Q4 showing. Voltas ended 1% lower ahead of its Q4 earnings. And speaking of ahead, about 60 companies are yet to announce their Q4 results earnings today, and we'll keep you updated on that and perhaps one of the podcasts tomorrow. So make sure you're tuned in to Money Control for our podcasts. But moving on, yes, shares of Granules India rose 7%. As the company received an approval by the US FDA for one of its drugs. Tata Steel saw profit booking after opening higher, as it reported a consolidated net profit of 14,688 crore rupees for the March quarter, as against a loss of 1,168 crores in the same quarter last year. The stock ended 2% lower. Manali Petrochemicals share price was locked in a 20% upper circuit at 41 rupees 55 paise after reporting healthy earnings growth for the March quarter. Moving on, yes, Reliance Communications shot up more than 60% today after sources informed CNBC TV 18 that the company and Ericsson had informed the National Company Law Tribunal that they're in settlement talks. Other Anil Dhirubhai Ambani Group or ADAG stocks rallied by up to 50% intraday on the same report of the settlement of talks between Reliance Communications and Ericsson over this insolvency plea filed by the latter. The other stock, Escorts, has reported stellar earnings growth for the March quarter, as it has been firing on all cylinders, and the stock witnessed profit booking in the final hour and ended 1% lower. A look at the international markets, but first up, closer home, the Asian markets and how they've wrapped up. Well, that would be on a mixed kind of a note because, well, it did appear to be a positive start for the Asian markets on the back of a solid economic data from the US buoying the US shares and sending the 10-year Treasury yields up to 3.1%. But Korea worries seem to have put their stamp on the Asian markets that have had a mixed kind of a close. The Nikkei 225 closed in the green up 0.5%, and Singapore's STI also closed in the green, but just about so, up 0.1%. The Hong Kong Hang Seng Index closed down 0.5%, as did the Taiwan Index. Kospi similarly almost 0.5% down. The Shanghai Composite again down in that region. A similar seesaw is what the European stocks are witnessing as we speak, with Italian politics and earnings being in the spotlight. The Stocks Europe 600 index gained about 0.1%. London's FTSE was up 0.1% as well. France's CAC up 0.3%, and Germany's DAX up 0.2%. Well, the two main market cues driving the European markets, Italy, the Five Star Movement and the League parties reportedly have prepared a new draft of their coalition program, which is likely to be submitted to Italian President Sergio Mattarella later today. This new program reportedly included no references to the possibility of Italy leaving the euro, but has indicated the need for a revision of EU treaties. In the UK, the pound has risen on the back of a report that the UK government plans to tell Brussels that it wants to stay in the European Union's customs union beyond 2021, and this is in an effort to avoid a hard border with Ireland. So these two are the significant cues in Europe. And with that, well, it's a wrap on the Market Closing Podcast on Money Control. Have a great evening.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.